That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof wherever you get your podcasts. And follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Oh, Tony, good to see you again. I would like a little more cheese on top, Tony. A little more cheese on top. All right, what's your question?
You told Bob Woodward that you like to downplay the coronavirus.
That's right, I did. I downplay it so I do not panic people.
Yes, Mr. President, but then when someone questioned you about that at your televised town hall, you told them that you didn't downplay it, but that you upplayed it. Which is it, sir?
Well, Tony, really, I sideways played it. Next question!
Mr. President!
Thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, when California National Resource Secretary Wade Crowfoot tried to talk to you about the multiple factors, including climate change, that contribute to the natural disasters we are facing, you would only talk about raking the forest. What about the hurricanes?
Rake the oceans! Get some kids, boys probably, give each boy a snorkel, and a rake after school and have them rake the ocean! Raking is so important! You know, Winston Churchill used to go up on the roofs of London with a rake, and he would sing with all the rakers, "Raking time, raking time."
Sir, that was Bert from Mary Poppins, and those were chimney sweeps, and they sang "Step in time, step in time, step in time."
Next question.
Sir, you also said to Mr. Crowfoot, "It'll get colder."
It will get colder. But it will get colder for women first. Every night I say to Melania, "Can we please open the window? I am so hot." And she says, "Open the window in your room. I'm going to bed." Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you right there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sapphire Blade with the Baltimore Sun. Just to follow up on my colleague's question, it will get colder and hotter. The oceans are warming and we've ruined the atmosphere. It's climate change. Is there a reason you don't listen to the experts?
What is this follow-up question bullshit? Bill Barr, is this sedition? I think it is sedition. We can put this down very quickly. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joan Clayton with Essence Magazine. Have you read Bob Woodward's book?
I read the whole thing in one night. It was so boring.
But isn't it a lot of quotes from you, sir?
That was the best part. Everything else was so boring.
Well, what about the part where some of the people in your administration call you unfit?
Boring!
What about the letters from Kim Jong-un, where he calls you Your Excellency and talks about holding your hand? You already read those letters, but they probably won't be boring to everyone else.
Ah, it's a sleeping pill with a banding!
What about the end, where Bob Woodward concludes that you are not the man for the job?
You just gave away the ending! Now no one needs to read it! Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, you said in your interview with Jeanine Perrot that Vice President Biden was using performance-enhancing drugs. Mr. President, what performance-enhancing drugs are those, and what evidence do you have to make such a claim?
Well, I mostly just know the street name for them, you know, like the Ethyl Mermans. They are sometimes called Ethyl Mermans, you know, go on with this show. Or I think he might pop some Liza Minnelli's. Sometimes you see how he kicks his leg up a little bit? That could be from the performance-enhancing drugs they call Liza Minnelli's. He looks strung out on the curtains-ups. Maybe he has taken too many sour days after the show. I'm worried he might OD on those little green. I'll be in my dressing room if you want me. He wears a mask to cover the effects of taking too many first night jitters. It looks to me like he's taking a drug that on the streets they call understudies. It doesn't always work, but when it does, it's fantastic.
Mr. President, what evidence do you have?
Next question! Next question!
Mr. President! Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, the head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, said in his testimony before a Senate committee that a face mask is more guaranteed to protect against COVID than a vaccine. You then held a press conference and said he didn't understand the question, that he was just wrong. Dr. Redfield also gave an estimate of when a vaccine would be widely available. That didn't align with what you are telling the American people, and you said he was confused and didn't understand the question. This is a doctor, Mr. President, the head of the CDC.
Mr. President, Karen Von Carlson from OAN.
Yes, Karen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why would anyone get information from Dr. Redfield when they can get medical information from you? I mean, don't you have an uncle who taught medicine?
I do, Karen. Yes, I do.
That would give you a natural ability, wouldn't it, sir?
It does.
Sir, I've been having a scratchy feeling in the back of my throat.
Just swallow hard a few times, Karen, and drink some water. Next question!
A quick follow-up, sir! Did you speak with Dr. Redfield?
I did. I said, Bob, what was that shit about the mask? I said, you were confused, weren't you, Bob? I said, I have another Bob who might want to talk to you about sedition charges, Bob. I said, do you want to go back to being the head elf in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Bob? Or do you think you might have been confused about the mask? He said he was confused. Next question.
Mr. President. My scratchy throat is gone. You are a genius.
Thank you, Karen.
Mr. President, just one more thing. I'm feeling a little nippy. Does anyone have a sweater?
Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you. Thank you, Mr. President. Sapphire Blade with the Baltimore Sun again. What is herd mentality?
It's when all of the cows listen to the head cow. That is herd mentality. The head cow says I get to do whatever I want, and the herd just eats grass and poops. I love herd mentality. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joan Clayton again with Essence Magazine. You indicated that a lot of experts were against mask use. And when asked who, you said waiters. You said they play with their masks and then they touch plates. So mask-touching waiters are experts, Mr. President? And you have the nerve to say you don't think science knows.
Mr. President, do you think buffets might be the answer?
This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.